The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Be'edav Chof Dalet. The Mishnah and the Gemara talks about the halachas of tzeda, of the malach of trapping, on Shabbos and Yontif. So let's clarify that. What would be the halacha if somebody is sitting in a room on Shabbos and there's a fly in the room, and the fly is disturbing him? So he can open the window and let the fly escape. That would certainly be mutter. However, what if he has a screen outside his window? So if he opens his window, the fly will then be right before the screen. If he then closes the window, he's trapping the fly between the window pane and the screen. Is that mutter or is that aser? Do we say that that's considered tzeda, the malach of tzeda, which is trapping, or we say, for some reason, that should be mutter? So, let's begin. So the first thing to realize is that there is certainly no issa d'oraisa in this case, because one of the conditions of the malach of tzad is that it's b'minoi nitzai, that the animal, the organism that you're trapping, is a type of animal or organism that people generally trap. For example, if somebody would trap a tzvi, a deer, or a bird, the kind of bird that somebody would trap in order to either to keep it for himself or to shecht it, to eat it. But a fly is certainly not minoi nitzai. Nobody traps flies. Nobody wants to do anything with them. All we like to do with them is to remove them from where we are. So it's certainly not minoi nitzai, and that would make it at most an issa d'rabban. That's the first point. The second point is, for another reason, in this case it's not going to be malacha d'oraisa, because it's malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufo. I'm not planning on using this particular fly. In other words, let's say I did want to use this particular fly. Let's say I'm a scientist and I want to study flies. So then it is tzricha l'gufo, I need the fly. It would still not be d'oraisa, because it's not minoi nitzai, because the min of flies is not generally trapped. But in this particular case, I'm not a scientist, and I'm not looking to do anything with the fly. I'd be the happiest person if the fly would simply disintegrate and disappear. However, that's not happening, so I have to remove it. The only way to remove it for me is to open the window and then to close the window, otherwise it comes right back in, thereby trapping it. But I have no interest in trapping it. I know I am trapping it, and I am intending to trap it. I'm not saying it's ain't a miskaven. I am miskaven to do it, but it's ain't tzricha l'gufa. I have no benefit. I have no interest in the result of this malacha, meaning in the trapping. My only interest is that the fly should not be in the room buzzing around. So therefore, we have a second reason why it's not d'oraisa, because it's malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. There is possibly also a third reason why it's not d'oraisa, because the Gemara says that if you, let's say you have a very large room, and you close up, let's say an animal walks into a room, a very, very large room, and you close the door. And let's say even your intent is to keep the animal in the room, because you want to shach the animal after Shabbos, let's say. If that room is so large that the animal could run around and I cannot catch it in one shot, the Gemara calls matalei b'chat shchia, I cannot catch it in one shot, it's not called trapped, because it could still run around and it's going to take me time and effort to catch it. So it's not caught. It has to be in a small enough area, in an enclosed space, which is small enough that as soon as I walk in, I can grab it. Like, for example, a little cage that a person has a little pet in. In that cage, if you close the cage on an animal, the animal's stuck in there, you open the cage, in 1 second you can grab the animal. There's no place for him to run. So, that's a halach in the Gemara. So, our question is, in our case, with the fly, it's possible that that's considered that it's not matalei b'chat shchia. When the fly is stuck between, if you have a large window, and there's a lot of space in there, from the top to the bottom, from the right side to the left side, it may not be that easy to catch a fly in that space. Now, obviously, it may depend on the fly, and it may depend on the space. So it's not a double bar, it's not entirely clear, but it's at least a possibility that may high time, but for this reason, it's also not going to be d'oraisa. So to sum up so far, we have two reasons for sure why it's not d'oraisa, and possibly a third reason, additionally, why it's not d'oraisa. Okay, so now we're talking about an issa d'rabbanan, or really we should say a trei d'rabbanan, and possibly plus a d'rabbanan. Okay, now Chayodam in Klalamed Sif Beis says that if a person is sitting in a room and the window is open, and he's cold and he wants to close the window, but there's a bird flying around the room. If he closes the window, he's trapping the bird. The Chayyadim says, that's mutter. If I'm closing the window because I'm cold, or I have some other reason I want to close it, let's say because I have the heat or the air conditioning going, I don't want the air to escape outside, or maybe it's noisy outside and the noise is bothering me, or whatever. I have some cheshbon, some reason why I'm closing the window. Regardless, nothing to do with the bird. But the fact of the matter is I am trapping the bird. The Chayodim says I'm allowed to do that. Why? Because it's Einem Iskaven. I'm not trying to trap the bird. It's different in our case, where I was trying to get the fly in that space, but in any case, the Chayodim says in his case it's a mutter, because it's Einem Iskaven, even though it's a psik reisha, meaning I know for sure the bird will get trapped if I close the window. The Chayodim says that it's a psik reisha in an Issa D'Rabbanan. In his case also, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, for whatever reason. So therefore, a psik reisha, it's a drabbanan, and he's saying it's a mutter. Now, we know that the halach is not like that. The Magen Avraham and Shin Yud Aleph, Sifkot and Hey, and the Mishnah Berurah there, passing like that, and Sifkot and Yud Aleph, they say that a psik reisha is also even in a drabbanan. Not like the Trumas Hadeshin, who holds that it's a mutter, but the Paiskim will pass it, not like the Trumas Hadeshin, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, as I said, also the Bir Hagra. The halach is not like the Trumas Hadeshin. So what is the Chayodim talking about? He's saying not like all the Paiskim? Of course not. The answer is the Chayodim is in one more condition over here. It's a makom tsar. It's a case where a person is very much bothered by the fact that the window is open. It's cold, it's noisy, whatever. So in a case of tsar, the Chayodim says, since it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, we can be matter of secretion. And Issa D'Rabbanan bin makom tsar. The makar of this Chayodim is a Rashba, who is matter to close a door. If a person, let's say, has an animal in his house, and he wants to close it, he wants to go after shul on Shabbos. And he opens the door and he walks out and he says, one second, am I allowed to close the door? Now I'm trapping the animal. The Rashba says it's mutter. Not exactly clear why. The Ran argues on the Rashba, but in any case, the Rashba says it's mutter, and the Chayodim says the pshat in the Rashba is, as we just said, because it's a psikration, it's a drabbanon, b'makom tsar, it would be a tsar to leave your house open. So therefore, the Chayodim says, or at least in his case, it's a makom tsar, so therefore the Chayodim says it's going to be mutter. Okay, so now it would seem that that Chayodim should apply perfectly in our case as well. Because over here, since we already established that for at least one reason, really two, possibly three reasons, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, so we'll say maybe that this is considered an Einem Iskaven. I'm not looking to trap the fly. It's true that I'm trying to keep the fly out of the room, but I'm not trying to trap him dafka in that space between the window and the screen. If the screen would fall down, I'd be perfectly happy. I mean, I wouldn't be happy because I want my screen to be there. But as far as the fly, I'd be perfectly happy for the fly to disappear. I would even be happier because then I wouldn't have to worry about him coming back in the next time I open it. I'm much happier that the fly should completely, as we said before, should just disintegrate and disappear. However, it's there. Okay, so it is trapping, but we can say that that's the same Einem Iskaven psik reisha in an Issa D'Rabbanan, so it should be mutter. That would be the first heter that we could apply to our case with the fly between the window and the screen. That should say that it's mutter to do that. Okay, that's the first heter. But there are other svaras also. There's a second heter we could say, because the Prima Godim in Shinta Zayin, the Eish Lavram Sifkot Zayin, says, B'dasar Amah, that when you have a trader abonon, the psikresha is mutter. When you have a trader abonon, psikresha is mutter. Even though we said before that the Magen Avraham says psikresha is also by the abonon, not like the Trumas Hadeshin, and that's the halacha. However, if you have two reasons why it's the abonon, then it would be mutter according to the Prima Godim. And over here we do, and it's Yichel Gufa, and it's Emimini Nitzoy, and we said even possibly Loi Matalei Bechad Shchia, possibly it's a plus of the abonon. So that would be a second heter of the Prima Godim. And the Shaar Tzion, in two places, quotes it, over there in Shin Tav Zayin Yud Ches, and in Shin Lamed Zayin Beis. A third heter, we could say, is that the Prima Godim in the Eish El Avraham, Shin Tav Zayin Tes, says that by Epsik Reisha, the Loi Nichalei, there's makom to say that it's mutter by an Issa D'Rabbanan. Again, by an Issa D'Rabbanan, that's a psik reisha, but it's loy nichalei. I don't want the malacha to be happening. I know it's going to happen, but I don't want it. So, as we know, there's a malachik sirshayim about that, taisis and the aruch, if psik reisha loy nichalei is mutter in general. And we pass in that in general it's aser, except for certain cases, women sarif, the aruch, shita, that's matter. But al kopanim, the Prima Godim says that psik reisha loy nichalei by D'Rabbanan, there's a makom to say it's mutter, and the chazainish. In Simin Vav Sifkot and Hei says this also, and Igros Moshe in the first Chelik Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel also says this. So that would be a third svar to be matter in our case, because again, it's Lei Nichalei, because I'm not interested in keeping the fly in that little space there. I'd be much happier if he would simply disappear. Okay. That would be a third heter that we have. Now also, there's makom to say that there's another reason over here why it's drabanan, and that would turn it into a tlasa drabanan. Besides the svar we said before of chanchchia, which we're not sure about, there's another svar because possibly this is considered klachayad. This is not a normal way to trap. If somebody wanted to trap a fly, he wouldn't do it in a window. He would set up a trap, and then he would trap it in a normal way. The marshal, a scientist who wanted to study flies. You think he waits for the fly to go in the window, and then he slams it down, and then tries to pull it out afterwards carefully? They don't do that. There are proper ways to do it. There are traps. So, l'chayra, this is kalachiyad, which is, and we know the klal is really in kol terukula, but it's also special than in Shabbos, as the Igli Talon and Psicha explains. This is special in the Malachas Machshaves, that Kalachiyad and Shabbos, for sure, is not Chayiv, so that turns it into a Drabonin. So we have already lost a Drabonin. What does that help us? That helps us because Mishra Brura says, in Shin Yudalad Yud Aleph, that a case of a triple Shavuos, a triple Drabonin, is Mutter. So, certainly in our case, where, as we said, it's maybe even four Drabonins, and with the Leinichle and everything else that we said, so it would seem that it should be Mutter. Now, everything we spoke so far was talking about a case where a person has tsar, it's bothering him the fact that the fly is buzzing around the room. But what about a case where a person not only has tsar, but it's staring him that he can't do a mitzvah? He wants to sit down and learn. He's sitting and learning in the room. A fly comes in. And the fly is disturbing his learning. So here it's even better. Besides that it's a tsar, it's also a makom mitzvah. And what do we have on makom mitzvah? We have a bir halach and end of Shin Mem Tes, and the Chazay Nish and Siman Kuf Gimel of Katan Yotes, that both say that is a strong tzad to say that a shvus to shvus, a double derabanan, is mutter b'makom mitzvah. Not just a shvus to shvus of Amir La'akam, which is for sure, but even a shvus to shvus where a yid is doing a maisa, not just telling a goy to do it, there's a shtak tzad that actually be mutter. And in fact, you find this in the Rosh, in Perek Yud Beis, Siman Aleph, he says that the heter, that the Gemara says in Sukkah, of segresha de leinichle, to take off the anovim on the hadas, if you have these little grapes growing, little berries growing on the hadas, so the halacha is, you will have to take it off, because it's leinichle, so it's mishom mitzvah. The Rosh says that it's because it's a mitzvah. So you see that this segresha, that this case, with the mutter, shvus to shvus, because of mitzvah, and the Rosh has brought l'halach and mishavru and hilchiz lulav, tafresh memvav, sivkonchas. So hayoytze midvareinu, that in the case of tsar, and certainly in the case of mitzvah, it would seem that it should be mutter to close the window and catch the fly between the window and the screen in order to alleviate the tsar and to enable the person to be mekayim his mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.